Welcome to Tuesday morning, Evan Bray. Great to have you here as Ag in Motion is well underway for day one. I mentioned earlier that if you download the Ag in Motion app for your phone, it is literally an easy to navigate guide to a whole bunch of things. There's the map on there. There's the list of exhibitors. There's the list of food vendors, which, by the way, it now being shortly after 11 o'clock, you can tell things are fired up in the food vendor world because the text line has people giving already some critiques and must stops. If you're heading to Ag in Motion, I see a text here that says, you need to check out the damn smokehouse booth. The most delicious brisket ever. Thanks for the text. Okay, so the conversation we're about to have is one that people almost instantly gravitate to one side or the other on. It's like many conversations that this is not a life or death discussion. It's more a personal preference. And it's the notion of whether or not you carry cash on you. I am really opening myself up by saying this because now that I've revealed that I'm a guy that always wants to have cash on me, everyone that works with me will be coming to sell, you know, their children's fundraising tickets and you name it. I'm the guy in the office that can never get away with saying, sorry, I don't have any cash on me. Maybe I just have to say, sorry, I don't want to buy another $10 raffle for a wagon full of sausage or whatever people are selling. So the notion of going cashless is becoming more and more common. I was just in Edmonton for that dismal game 5 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You can't buy a beer. You can't buy anything at the concessions. You cannot buy anything there with cash. It has to be a touchless transaction. So it's basically you debit card, credit card, whatever, tap. A lot of people obviously just use their phone for that as well. I told this story earlier when I was talking with Shaq on the morning show, but I stop every morning to grab a coffee on my way to work. I stopped this morning to grab a coffee. I'm in the drive-thru. The lady who, it was early, it was 5 in the morning, so she's half asleep, as am I. She says, good morning, it's $2 or whatever it was, and she holds out the touchpad out the window, you know, so I can just take my debit card and tap it. Meanwhile, I'm holding a $20 bill in my hand. And so there was this awkward moment where she's not looking at me but waiting, and I'm not doing anything, and I finally said, I'm just actually going to pay with cash. And she said, oh, shock and surprise. What's that weird looking green piece of paper that you have in your hand? A $20 bill. Okay. A bit of a sigh. And she makes change and gives me my change and my coffee and I'm on my way. I always have cash. I love cash. And I'm not a fan of the whole notion. I'm not opposed to using a debit card. I'm not opposed to that. But this was a story that was recently in the Globe and Mail where, well, the story was prompted by the fact that Spain and Portugal, if you remember back in April, Spain and Portugal plunged into one of Europe's worst blackouts in history. And people found themselves stuck. And we're not talking about stuck in elevators and high-speed trains. 55 million people caught without power for a day. And if they didn't have cash, banks were closed, ATMs were down, digital payment systems were offline, people couldn't buy groceries, people couldn't buy medicine, people couldn't get gas for their vehicles, people were smashing their children's piggy banks, and I'm not even making this up. People were basically doing whatever they could to try and get their hand on, you know, they were walking into the grocery store and counting out literally nickels and pennies onto the counter to pay for milk and bread. So I'm not here trying to paint an extreme picture. This is very much a personal choice, but I am curious to know your thoughts. I mean, there are lots of reasons, and this Globe and Mail article goes on to talk about the millions of Canadians who don't use bank cards, who don't actually have or use bank accounts. Cash won't discriminate. Cash doesn't care about age, location, income, immigration status, domestic situation, financial literacy, any of that. Doesn't matter. But unlike some U.S. states, there's no law in Canada requiring businesses to accept bills and coins. So it is possible for business and industry to say, sorry, we don't take cash here. It's shocking to me that this is a possibility, but it is. Where are you at on this? 1-877-332-8255. Do you prefer cash in your pocket, even if you don't use it? I mean, there's a lot of times where I'll debit something, even though I've got cash in my pocket. I just like the idea of still having a little bit of cash. Where are you at on this? 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. I see Kirk in North Battleford said, I'm not ready to get rid of cash, but I find myself rarely carrying it. I basically only use it for garage sales. Oh, that's a funny text. I basically only use it for garage sales and buy and sell transactions. If I'm going somewhere, I bring it as a backup, but day to day, I find myself rarely carrying it in my wallet. It's convenient to use my phone and tap to pay. 90% of the time I can get away with using my cards from my phone. The other 9%, I just do an e-transfer. I maybe go to the ATM twice annually. Wow. I mean, that's the reality. That's where we're at right now. Kevin in Regina, what do you say? Cash or cashless? Where are you?
Well, so you know your story about the girl passing you the thing for your $2 yep. thing at Tim's.
Yep.
Okay. Or like, you know, the bigger the lineup, the more I like to be able to do this. Is I always like to say to them, well, I don't use those things. I'm sorry. They're a danger to society and humanity.
Like you're talking about the tap machine.
Yeah. Like, so it's not that I'm against debit or credit cards and being able to tap, but here's the deal. The minute you lose your cash, is you're going to lose your freedoms. You're going to lose control. Cashless society is about a full dominance control oligarchy system. So that's what that's about.
Yeah.
It's, so like, you know where you spoke about in Edmonton, you couldn't buy at the arena? Couldn't buy a beer without cash? Well, I take that opportunity to walk up and find someone online and say, hey, if I give you $20 for the beer, will you buy it for me? Because I'm so against this idea that I can't spend cash in this place. And the more the people, the louder I am.
And people will probably take you up on it, Kevin.
Most people agree with me and nod in agreement with me. 99% of the people, but yet they're allowing themselves to fall into the trap.
Well, I didn't do that. I didn't tap on someone's shoulder and say, if I give you this money, will you buy me a beer? But maybe I should have, because I was frustrated.
What you should do is refuse to use their service otherwise. Unless they're willing to take cash, we should be refusing to use their services. They should understand what they are playing a role in and implementing on humanity. It's a very serious deal. This is way deeper than, do you like carrying cash in your pocket or do you like tapping for convenience? Way deeper, people.
Well, and I trust if someone's going to get us talking that way, it will be my friend, Conspiracy Kevin, who, by the way, I stood beside Kevin at the Beach Boys concert, and I can't remember if we bought beers there, if we could pay cash. I think we could have. In Regina. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Burke on the line from Moose Jaw. Cash, cashless, where are you at on this topic?
Both. It's a choice. Canada is a testing ground compared to the United States. Written on the United States money is this is legal tenor to service all debts, U.S. money. In Canada, it's not like that. And that's why during COVID, they could turn it away. That's fine. It's a choice. 4 years ago, you might remember when Rogers went offline for 2 days.
Right,
and people lost their mind.
Yeah.
I was camping in Moose Mountain Provincial Park, into the golf shop, saying, "Let me go golfing." And that's when it was down. The shop was full of people who couldn't tap to pay. And I say, "I don't have a reservation, but I got cash. Here you go. Here's your cart. Away you go." And away we went. On that same trip, I crossed the border into the States. 12:02 a.m., I got a notification on my phone. Someone charged 68 cents to my credit card. Oh, it got scammed. I phoned, got the credit card canceled. Now I'm in the States, and I don't have a credit card, but I have cash. It saved my bacon.
There's lots of examples like that, and you never know when it's going to come up. It's interesting, just a little personal story, but my wife, Jody, is not a cash person. But she benefits from the fact that I am many, many times. Hey, Evan, you happen to have 20 bucks? There's a lot of times when you need cash. So I'm a guy that'll always say, have a pocket. You don't need to have a pocket full of cash. You don't have to walk around with a wad of bills. But it's have enough cash that you can throw some gas in your tank if you need to, if the system is down, or buy some groceries or whatever, just having that cash. Now, there's a lot of people, and I'm not trying to turn this into a generational thing, but I'm seeing on the text line, people are saying the young kids nowadays, those young kids nowadays, all they want to do is use their phone to pay for things. It is convenient, though. It is convenient. Let's go to Lloyd in Prince Albert. Cash or cashless? Where are you at on this topic?
I am cash. Honestly, I don't even carry my debit or my credit card with me unless I'm going out of town for, you know, items just in case. No, definite cash. That way, if you're looking at something, you're kind of hemming and hawing, you might have only 60, 70 bucks, and it's like 90 bucks, pass.
Oh,
so you end
okay.
up saving yourself some money.
There's a good way to look at it, too. You know, depending on what you've got in your pocket, unless you're carrying a ton, it probably helps you make budget decisions. 1-877-332-8255. Barry in Regina, cash, debit, where are you at?
I'm on both. But Evan, fun fact, did you know that the Connexus Credit Union, I think it was Connexus, or the Credit Union in Regina were the first kind of founding people of the debit card?
Yes, I did know that. In fact, that was a Saskatchewan Smartest Radio Listener question one time, Barry.
Oh, okay. So here's my challenge with the debit card. I mean, it's our world we're in now, and everyone uses it, and I use it. And I still carry cash, but everyone does use it. The thing is, what people don't realize is every time you use your debit card, it costs you money, where cash doesn't.
I know you've been involved in retail, Barry. So does it cost the vendor money or does it cost the consumer or both?
Both. There's a fee on both. Unless you have an account at your bank that's different, probably I'd say 80% of the people that have debit cards don't even realize that every time they tap their card, there's a fee mm-hmm. on using that card.
Yeah, I think, you know, that is a good point. I saw that on the text line. People are talking about the fees that are incurred with using a credit card, but debit cards as well. I think I have a plan at the bank that allows me, I don't know if it's unlimited, but it's a pretty high number of debit transactions. I don't feel like I've ever had to pay for them, But I do know that there is a cost. In fact, some places will have a sign right in their store that encourages you not to use a credit card because they want to not charge you that 3% fee or whatever it is that they're charged for credit card transactions. Let's take a break. We'll come back. I've got lots of texts. I got lots of calls coming in. We're going to do this right till the bottom of the hour. So don't go away. If you're on the phone, we'll get to you next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. $125 is what is in my pocket right now. Maybe I'm setting myself up for a robbery when I leave work. I don't know. And it's really, I mean, sometimes it'll be $40, whatever. But I always have a little bit of cash on hand. And I notice George in Regina says, yeah, cash is necessary. Credit and debit, convenient, but expensive for vendors and customers. Not always reliable. I always carry some cash for small local vendors, things like garage sales, and the occasional time when debit machines are down. 1-877-332-8255. I want to go back to the phone line. Cash or cashless? Where are you at with this, Scott?
I am cash all the way. It keeps me on budget 100% because when you just keep tapping plastic cards, you do not feel any pain
Good
when
point.
You hand over cash.
Good point. There's less emotion with that. I like it.
Absolutely. I've got a funny story to share with you. Last year, I went to Edmonton to a music venue with some younger friends of mine because I'm the cool old guy. I showed up to this place with my cash, which I usually do when I'm going out because it keeps me on budget and usually more sober. This place was a cashless venue, which I had no idea. So I show up, couldn't check my coat. I had to get someone in line to check my coat for me so I could, and I had to end up paying them. Luckily enough, you can always find a bartender that is willing to take cash. So I'm assuming none of the money I handed over that night made it into the till. Not my problem.
Yeah, not your issue. Not your issue. Well, I appreciate the perspective. I don't think you're the old guy, Scott. I mean, you are a cool guy. I'll give you that. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Landis now. I got Ross on the line. What do you say? Are you all about the cash or are you cashless?
Oh, good morning, Evan. Yeah, I'm all about cash. I'm totally on side with Kevin and Regina. In fact, him and I are friends that call me Conspiracy Ross up here. No, there's an old saying, use it or lose it. And like with Canada Post, I use that as much as I can because we don't want to lose it. And we don't want, once Klaus Schwab's Great Reset comes into play, it's toast, you know, it's all over for us.
We don't want to lose
the cash.
So
we need to use as much cash as we can. I've been using my card for anything over $100, but I think I'm going to start using cash for anything under $300 from now on. So, whenever I hear Kevin on, it inspires me to call it.
Well, I appreciate that. Actually, Kevin texted back, so I mentioned Kevin and I stood beside each other. I'm talking about Conspiracy Kevin, stood beside each other for half of the Beach Boys concert in Regina. And I said, I can't remember if we could pay cash for beer or not. He just texted and said, yes, we could buy beer with money, cash in Regina. Okay. Thanks for reminding me. 1-877-332-8255. I think I got time for one more call. Karen in Saskatoon, we're talking about cash or cashless. Are we going too far here, Karen?
Well, I'm all for cash, and whenever I buy groceries and pay cash, I say, so are you seeing more people with cash? And they always say yes, a lot more people. But I tried to put $150 cash into my daughter's TD Bank account. The bank wouldn't accept cash.
What?
They're a bank. Nope, they wouldn't accept cash. E-transfer only. And I said, well, I'm not comfortable e-transferring. I don't know what to do. You don't accept cash. No. I said, but you are a bank. I said, what if I wrote you a check, wrote her a check? Oh, yes, what a good idea. Thank you for thinking of that. I said, so I can still write a check? Well, for now.
I'm sorry for chuckling, Karen, but there is some humor involved in some of this stuff. By the way, there I saw a text on the text line that says, don't businesses have to accept cash? The reality is there is no law in Canada requiring businesses to accept bills and coins. So it is the ability for business or industry or a stadium, for example, to say we've gone cashless.